Blog Talk Radio.
First Peter 1:15, as he which is holy, which has called you, is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation, or in all manner of living. Hallelujah. And the only way that you can do that is when you fall in love with Jesus.
Separation. Separation from sin, separation from the world. Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 14, which says simply, follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. Be ye holy, for I am holy, God says. If we expect to have the Holy Spirit dwelling in our lives, it makes a lot of sense. We must be holy. Holiness really means being Christ-like. Holiness means every aspect of living for God. It's a privilege to be holy. It's a privilege not to be bound to sin. It's a privilege not to be addicted to alcohol. It's a privilege not to be addicted to smoking. It's a privilege not to be bound by lust and bitterness and envy. It's the most powerful thing in the world that when somebody treats you wrong, instead of treating them wrong back, you can say, look, nobody's going to manipulate me. Nobody's going to tell me how to think. The devil can't make me do this. No other person can provoke me into an ungodly situation. But through the power of the Holy Ghost, I can respond with a meek and gentle and quiet and peaceable spirit under all circumstances.
Well, don't y'all over there think of, y'all say you can't do this, you can't dress, and you can't do certain things.
You don't matter
how long you talk to them. Until they get a revelation of who God is, they're not going to understand what holiness is. This salvation in Acts 2:38 is not a must. I mean, it's not a maybe. It's a must. It's not just an optional way, another play building to get into and just say you're a believer, but it is the only way to travel and to become a true, full-hearted believer.
Welcome to another broadcast of Kingdom of God Ministries. We're so glad you could join us tonight. We have a good topic on tonight, Christian's freedom under attack. Do you feel as a believer that your rights have been taken away little by little? Even if you just go back 40 years ago, some of the rights that we had then have been slowly taken away. And we're going to come over some of those rights, taking the prayer out of school. That was just one of them. Passing the abortion bill in 73. That was another one. We're going to go over some things tonight. Christians, May 5th is National Day of Prayer, but we should always be praying. How Daniel was interceding on behalf of that Babylonian demonic empire in his time, we need to be praying, saints. Because we're in some dark times and we don't want to come to you. You know, nowadays, if you teach the truth, people say you are doom and gloom pastors. But we just want to enlighten you as to what is going on in the world.
God.
God don't want his people to be ignorant. He wants you to be informed. Now, the way we fight the enemy is by prayer, by fasting, and make our voices count. A lot of these bills that they pass, a lot of times you don't even hear about it on your local news. Tell me. We're talking about this assembly bill number 2943. Did you hear this about this assembly bill on your local news stations? No, I know you didn't, because they don't want you to know about it. And that's how they pass many bills while you're sleeping or going about your everyday life. And the next thing you know, well, a few years ago, they just passed that law, the marriage law. Now, we don't forbid anyone from marrying, but when it's out of God's will, then we have something to say about it. We don't sit up here like we are holier than thou, but that bill that was passed that says anybody, you know, homosexuals or whatever, you know what the bill did. But they voted unanimously to pass that bill. So this is what we're talking about. This is what we're talking about tonight. We have a pressing urgency, saints. You know, we don't do this or get on this program or pay money just to get up here and hear ourselves talk. But when God called prophets and evangelists and start stirring their heart, and you got to get it out. John the Baptist, he was out in the wilderness preaching, proclaiming. Some of the other prophets we will be talking about tonight, Amos, proclaiming. When God put something on your heart to warn the people, you may think we're crazy, but we're not. We're just obeying the Holy Spirit. We're just doing what God called us to do. Now, to some of you that are in this lackadaisical attitude that it don't take all that, then you must not have the call of God on your life. Because when God called you, like the disciples, they didn't know why they were following Jesus. And then at the end, they end up getting crucified. Some of them murdered. Some of them sawed in two. But that was the calling he placed on their lives. You can't get away from the call. I don't care if you have to do what we do. Go on, get the blog talk. You will proclaim God's good news. Amen. So I just wanted to bring that out, because I know a lot of times people think you're crazy. Why do you have to come? You know, they thought Noah was crazy. Noah, what, 120 years? He was warning the people prophetically. Flood is coming. A flood is coming. They were mocking him, making fun of him, calling him ignorant, stupid old man. Like some of you do to some of God's people today. We warn, we pray, we intercede, and yet the world scoffers, laugh at us, call us stupid. It don't take all that. Well, that's what we're talking about tonight. Because as watchmen on the wall, we have to proclaim, we have to warn the people what is coming up on the world. And I want to give you our call-in number. We have a guest call-in number. Be sure to call in tonight. Our guest call-in number is 646-668-8633. And at that, I would like to ask Bishop to open in prayer. All right. Amen.
Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, first of all, we want to thank you for the opportunity that you have given us to have a Blog Talk Radio program in which we can preach and teach the gospel of Jesus Christ according to the will of the Holy Ghost. Secondly, we thank God for everyone that is listening to the programming today, and we ask the Lord to touch their minds and hearts that they will receive revelation, blessing, and uplifting from your word. Father God, we ask that you touch each and every individual tonight and bless them, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen. We just thank the Lord for that anointed prayer, and we're going to go right into our topic on tonight, Christian's Freedom Under Attack. Again, our call-in number is 646-668-8633. 8633. So you may be saying, Evangelist, so what is Assembly Bill number 2943? Well, this bill would include, as an unlawful practice prohibited under the Consumer Legal Remedies Act, advertising, offering to engage in, or engaging in sexual orientation change efforts with an individual. Okay? So you may be saying, well, what is you talking about? We're going to get deep into it, because what it's saying is, as Christians, we go deliverance ministers, Christians, under that act, under that bill, what they're saying, that a lot of the remedies that Christians or psychologists or all these medical professionals that have given their take, they say it don't really work. What they're saying is you can't really heal somebody from that demonic oppression. And we're going to get more into it. Before we do, I want you to just kind of hear a little bit about the clip, and then we'll go right into our teaching on tonight. Amen. It's about a 2-minute clip. It shouldn't take long. So it's going to kind of enlighten you as to what the law is talking about. Okay? 3 minutes.
The California State Assembly is expected to vote on a bill that would effectively muzzle Orthodox Christian teaching on sexuality, banning books and counseling presenting the Christian views that gender identity should conform with biological sex and that sexual activity is reserved for marriage between a man and a woman. Assembly Bill 2943, AB 2943, would amend the Consumer Legal Remedies Act to ban as unfair or deceptive acts or practices the sale or lease of goods or services that promote sexual orientation change efforts. If enacted, this law would enable any LGBT person to object to any good or service promising freedom from unwanted same-sex attraction or gender dysphoria, the persistent condition of identifying with a gender opposite your birth sex as fraudulent. The Consumer Legal Remedies Act, passed in 1970, banned unfair commercial practices in order to protect consumers who had been duped or misled. 2943 explains existing law authorizes any consumer who suffers damages as a result of these unlawful practices to bring an action against that person to recover damages, among other things. The new bill would add sexual orientation change efforts to the list of banned practices. AB 2943 defines these efforts as any practices that seek to change an individual's sexual orientation. This includes efforts to change behaviors or gender expressions, or to eliminate or reduce sexual or romantic attractions or feelings toward individuals of the same sex. This overbroad definition smuggles transgender identity into the sexual orientation change efforts by including gender expressions. California has a compelling interest in protecting consumers from false and deceptive practices that claim to change sexual orientation and in protecting consumers against exposure to serious harm caused by sexual orientation change efforts, AB 2943 states, this bill would include, as an unlawful practice prohibited under the Consumer Legal Remedies Act, advertising, offering to engage in, or engaging in sexual orientation change efforts with an individual, while this later language suggests that it be. 2943 would only ban direct engagement with an individual, including the ban on sexual orientation change efforts, as part of the Consumer Legal Remedies Act would extend to any form of advertising such efforts, including writing in a book that same-sex attraction or gender dysphoria could be reversed by divine intervention, claims that sexual orientation change efforts are effective in changing an individual's sexual orientation may constitute unlawful, unfair, or fraudulent business practices under state consumer protection laws, AB 2943 states. Such a law would effectively ban any book or counseling encouraging traditional Christian ideas on sexuality. Following the Bible, Orthodox Christians believe that homosexual activity is sinful and unnatural, Leviticus chapter 18, verse 22, Romans chapter 1, verses 26 to 27, 1 Corinthians 6 to 9, 1 Timothy chapter 1, verses 8 to 10, Acts chapter 15, verse 29. They also believe that God made humans male and female, Genesis chapter 1, verse 27.
Amen. So you see, our rights are being stripped away. And this is what I want to bring out to you. You see where the bill was saying that we cannot use certain practices as remedies to help people, or I don't say remedies. Where the Bible? Let's say, for instance, and I need all of my Christian friends that were once caught up in that lifestyle and God changed your life. I need you to call in. I need you to give a testimony, because what they're saying is with us teaching that God can change that lifestyle, they said that the psychiatrists, psychoanalysts, they say it really doesn't happen. So I'm going to get more into it and then call in. Because we know the saving power of God can change sinners. But they don't want you even, and I'm going to say this to a lot of churches, if you have like a 501c, then they can institute that law to you. Because really, you're receiving subsidies from the state by not paying taxes. So really, the state have jurisdiction over what you can and what you can't preach. So I just want to put that out there. It's coming to a city or state near you. It's starting in California. They're looking right now in Maine, some of these other areas, Colorado. It's coming. So our Christian right is under attack. This is why we called it Christian freedom under attack, because you won't have the freedom to teach or tell people that the saving power of God can heal them. They say what it does is cause confusion. Okay, the American Psychological Association convened the task force. Now they're coming against us on the appropriate therapeutic responses to sexual orientation. They're telling us that what you teach it cannot change people. They are what they are. Little kids, teenagers, they were born this way, and no matter how you try to tell them God can change them, they can't change because they were born this way. Okay? This force conducted a systematic review of peer-reviewed journal literature on sexual orientation change efforts and issued a report in 2009. So they've been working on this for a long time. And we got some things that's going to blow your mind away earlier than 2009. Try to turn of the century. This is their satanic agenda. This task force concluded that sexual orientation change efforts can pose critical health risk, okay, you hear that, to lesbian, gay, and bisexual people, including confusion, depression, guilt, helplessness, hopelessness, shame, social withdrawal, suicidal, substance abuse, stress, disappointment, self-blame, decreased self-esteem, and authenticity to others, increased self-hatred, hostility, and blame toward parents, feeling of anger and betrayal, loss of friends. See how foolish this is? They saying when you teach people that all this a remedy, they call it the Conversion Act. You know, conversion therapy, by telling them God can take all that away, they saying that you in turn bringing all this upon them. Betrayal, loss of friends, potential romantic partners. This is foolish. Problems in sexual and emotional intimacy. Sexual dysfunction, high-risk sexual behavior. A feeling of being dehumanized and untrue to self, a loss of faith, and a sense of having wasted time and resources. You see how the devil twists this? When do you know that the Bible has caused any of that? The devil caused that on people. The Bible brings the opposite. It brings self. It loves you. You love others. You see? He said he that has a friend, he brings you new friends. Look, and I'm saying this because they're trying to make it like Christians or believers or hate mongers. They create all this on people of the opposite, on the sexual, homosexual community. And a true man and woman of God is not going to bring hatred and betrayal. And this is something that they feel in within themselves. Because a true man and woman of God would not, would even dream of putting that on somebody else. But you see how the devil twists everything? He brings this up on people, the guilt, the shame, the withdrawal. But then he twists it and say, this is what the church do to people. Now, we might say, well, the bottom line, you just can't sell literature that promote any remedy. The Bible said, come. He said he would make you a new creature. So what they're saying, we can't even promote the Bible, teaching them that you can become a new creature in Christ Jesus. This is a tricky bill. It's not just about the money aspect, where they're saying you can't charge people with therapeutic methods to change them. Think about a parent who has a child that may be, you know, they may be concerned about their child, and they take it to their pastor. Well, under that law, that pastor cannot give them any kind of remedy or prayers or advice, because they're saying that child was born that way. No matter what that parent believe about the Bible, what they're saying, you can't inflict that belief on, they said, and one part of it is minor children. So they're taking all the parents' authority from their children. The state is stepping in. Just like the state stepped in and took the prayer out of school without the parents' consent, they pushed sexuality, all types of birth control, abortion. You know, and this is weird because when you think about it, they're saying they're protecting one group of people, which is homosexuality. They're pushing this agenda. But I do not see where they protect it. We black people were enslaved 400 years. And they put all kinds of beat, literally took our identity. They told us we was nothing. Lynchings, hangings. I don't see one bill in there that protect us like that. But yet you got a group of people who want to push this perversion, and you making it a law to protect them. Because you know why? Because there's lawlessness in the land. And that's what the bottom line is. It's a psychotherapeutic methodologies to convert, remember that, or repair homosexuality, or based on developmental theories whose scientific, theories, whose scientific validity is questionable. So they're telling you, you see, it's a furthermore, the anecdotal report of cures or counterbalance claims of psychological harm in the last four decades, reparative therapy have not produced any rigorous scientific research to substantiate their claims of cures. So it's not just about science, but they're attacking anyone who, did you hear the word convert? You see? That's why I say I need my whole brothers and sisters who God has changed from that lifestyle, you need to be speaking up, talking about, I am changed. Because what the devil is telling you, you're not really changed. So he's using this mind control over you. And you know God has set you free. But what the enemy is saying, you're not really free. God didn't really heal you. God didn't really cure you. You still have homosexual tendencies.
Did God really say?
You're going to always have them. This is what he brought to Eve in the garden. Did God really say this? He's a liar. Okay? Therefore, the American Psychiatric Association opposes any psychiatric treatment such as reparative or conversion. Why do they keep putting that word in there? Conversion therapy, which is based upon the assumptions that homosexuality per se is a mental disorder, or based upon the assumption that a patient should change his or her homosexual orientation. We don't want to change. And we don't want you telling us we could change. And we don't want you going to somebody who say that God can change them. Because it don't work. This is what they're saying. And they say what Bob's preaching that it caused all kinds of depression, and suicidal thoughts, and social withdrawal. I don't know nobody that I said before that is a Christian that brings that upon another person. We love you. We love those who practice sin, those who don't. We're not up here bashing homosexuals, but what they're doing is grouping all Christians together, all saints together, and saying that they're hate mongers and they're attacking the homosexual community. Now, you see the biasness in this? It's okay to attack Christian freedom, but you've been under attack. This is their lifestyle. And as Black people, we still are subjected to a lot of hatred. And I don't see no bill being passed for that. Because you know what? They know homosexuality is a choice. No child is born gay or homosexuality. But as a parent, you're not going to even be able to take them to your pastor for prayer. You're not going to be able to do that because they're telling you it don't work. Okay? Talk about conversion, remedies, you know, and this is what they're pushing. This is why I say we have to stand up. We need to speak up. Church, we need to speak up. Again, our call-in number is 646-668-8633. I don't know of any Christian that go out and target the homosexual community. Like I said, if you're doing that, you're not a Christian. You're no different than the Klan, the Ku Klux Klan, and some of the other terrorist organizations. God don't do that. But they don't even want you to pray. They don't even want you. If someone come to you and say, look, can y'all pray this off of me? They don't even want you laying hands on them praying for them. It's demonic. This is a demonic bill. It's demonic. It's a clinicians should be aware that there is no evidence that sexual orientation can be altered through therapy. And that attempts to do so may be harmful. There is no empirical evidence adult homosexuality can be prevented if gender nonconforming children are influenced to be more gender conforming. That's my point. Why? You see? So they're going to be dressing the little kids up, little boys. Now, I know you saw on the news where the Boy Scouts is including little girls now. Mm-hmm. Coming to a city near you, saints. We need to gird ourselves up, be conscious, be aware, because our liberties are being taken. They said the college opposes this is an American College of Physicians wrote a position paper in 2015 stating the college opposes the use of conversion, reorientation, or reparative therapy for the treatment of LGBT persons. You see what I'm saying? Available research does not support the use of reparative therapy as an effective method in treatment of LBG persons. Evidence shows that the practice may actually cause emotional or physical harm to LBGT individuals, particularly adolescents and young people. They want your kids.
Mm-hmm.
They want to brainwash them. They want your kids. I saw a video the other night where the little boy was putting on all kinds of makeup. Where is the parent? Because the parent's probably okay with it. This is who he is. God did not make him to be a girl. God did not make her to be a boy. But they want your children. Did you hear what I said? Evidence shows that a practice may actually cause emotional or physical harm to LGB individuals, particularly adolescents or young persons. But they could put so much other garbage on TV. But they saying talking about conversion or reorientation can cause a lot of emotional harm. But they okay with putting all that garbage they put on TV. All the sex, all the violence. What about that causing emotional harm? You're not saying nothing about that. Why are you singling out just the LGBT with all the other stuff that can cause emotional damage to our children? Why aren't you saying something? Because you're a hypocrite and you're a liar. These politicians that pass these bills, they are liars. It's not just about the LGBT. They want to silence the Christians where we will not speak up, where we will not tell the truth. Because if you were so concerned about our children, you wouldn't have put all this sex, drugs, violence, all this stuff, witchcraft is okay in the schools, Wicca, Satanism, but you're so concerned about the kids. You're a liar. And that's not what it's about. You got your own agenda, and you're pushing this agenda. And you're trying to take all the control from the parents where they can't even go and seek help for their own children. Maybe they do believe in God. Maybe they do believe in the power of prayer. Maybe they do believe that God can break that demonic stronghold off of us. Well, you're going to try to silence us where we can't even say it's a demonic stronghold. Because what you said is it caused emotional damage. Oh, it's natural. What else would make somebody, oh, but you can't say that because it caused them so much emotional harm. Don't tell them that it's not of God. In other words, churches just accept it. Accept it. Because God is love. Yes, he is. But what about our rights? What about my freedom as a believer? What about the what I believe? Oh, that don't mean anything. That doesn't mean anything. We're just going to push this LGBT agenda. It's okay that you pass the marriage. Okay, now they can marry. Two homosexuals, go at it. I don't care. That's what you want to do. You pass that law. You just won't stop until you try to turn everybody to accept your lifestyle. I don't care how many laws you pass, it still don't make it right. You can pass the laws. You can write the books to support your behavior. You can pay all kinds of psychiatrists to support that agenda, but it still doesn't make it right. And you know why you're feeling that void? You know why you're feeling that identity crisis? Because you know deep down inside, God did not make you that way. And that's the human soul crying out. You're trying to make something right that you know deep down inside is wrong. And you're trying to sway young children to thinking that way. It's one thing for the adults because you have freedom and you do what you want to do. Ain't nobody telling you you love who you love. I agree with that. But don't try to take my freedom and tell me that I can't preach that Jesus is a savior. Jesus is a healer. Jesus can set you free. Don't try to tell me that because I know he can. Amen. And I get a little emotional because it just infuriates me. But you can put all this garbage on TV, but you don't feel that have emotional ramifications to our youth. You're okay with that. Cut the TV on now. It's some kind of flash flying or something. You're going to see something derogatory, but ain't nobody calling that out. You see what I'm saying? It's hypocritical. This agenda is just to push this LGBT agenda. And they're trying to make the whole world accept it as right. You can pass all your laws you want, but it doesn't make it right. Amen? Amen. Well, I got to yield the floor. I brought out what God told me to say. And I know some of you don't like it. That's all right, too. You don't have to like it, but we're going to tell you the truth here. And I know the truth hurt. But if you're feeling that conviction in your soul, that's the Holy Spirit. Amen. We have a call-in number here. It's 646-668-8633. Call in if you got a question or comment. Amen. Or if you need prayer. Like I said, we don't bash nobody here. We don't love on you. We're going to pray with you. Because we know we do believe in the power of God. We do believe in miracles. We do believe in salvation. We do believe in healing. Amen. It haven't stopped. Still going on today. All you got to do is have a heart. Turn to God, and he can set you free. Amen? At this, I'm going to yield the floor up to Bishop.
Amen. We want to thank the Lord for everything that was said beforehand. And we're going to reiterate on some things and bring out some things. Subject, Christian freedom under attack. You say, well, what is all that about? Well, to believers, I'll say believers, to the followers of Jesus Christ, to even to people who desire to live right and to do right. We say Christians' freedoms under attack. Well, this is nothing new, people of the Most High God. As a matter of fact, they have been working on this thing for almost 100 years. Now, what we are seeing right now is the attributes of the plans that they have put forth way back in 1880 under Luciferian, born June 16, 1880. She died December 15, 1949. And this woman's name was Alice Bailey. You say, well, who was Alice Bailey? Who is that? I've never heard of her before. Who is that? Well, first of all, she was a Luciferian. Then she was a high priestess and a prophetess of what? The New Age movement. Now, she moved to the United States in 1907. When she moved to the United States, she perfected her craft. And what was that craft? The New Age movement and Luciferianism. It's interesting that when she did that, the whole aspect of her belief was to change, listen, to change Judeo-Christian tradition or to redeem the nations from Judeo-Christian tradition. In other words, this woman didn't want to have anything to do with Christ Jesus. She didn't. She didn't. So what did she do? She come over here with a 10-point plan of the New World Order for what reason? To stamp Christ out of the mindset of the world. Did you hear me? You say, why could she do that? Well, she did it this way. She said in her first point of her plan, she said, and she did, take God in prayer out of the education system. That was a plan. Now, this was way back in the 1800s when this started. So this had almost 100 years to ferment and grow. The first part of her plan for the New World Order to bring a Luciferian type government and world order was to take God and prayer out of the education system. Now, how would she do that with all these believers in this country? How would she do this? How would she do this? Change curriculum to ensure that children are freed from the bondage of Christian culture. My Lord. Why? Why would she do this? Because children go to school to be equipped to face life. They are willing to trust and they are willing to value what is being given to them, even though it's wrong and from the devil. If you take God out of education, they will unconsciously form a resolve that God is not necessary to face life. Does that sound familiar, people of the Most High God? People tell you now they don't need God. We don't need God. We don't need the Word of God. We don't need anything spiritual in our life. Just give me a secularism. Just give me science. Just give me history. Depart from the things of God. I don't want any history that even makes mention of anything biblical. I don't want any of that. They don't want any of that. And focus on those things the school counts them worthy to be passed on, and they will look at God as an additional, if one can afford the additional. So, you know, you don't really need God, but that's the first thing in school. You really don't need God. And that's really the mindset of the biggest majority of this nation and the world, that you don't need God. With all this going on, you don't need God. Now, it's interesting that you can take prayer, they can take God and prayer out of the school, but then they can introduce transcendental meditation in schools that take children to altered states of consciousness to meet with demons, spirit guides, New Age. Clear your mind. Just clear your mind. That's what the summer stuff that they teach in schools now. Just have a blank mind. Well, if you have a blank mind, if you clear your mind, don't you know something else is going to come in there? What do you think that's going to be? God and Christ never taught to have a blank mind. God and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ teaches us to never have a blank mind, to concentrate and meditate on the things of God. Meditate on something. You don't want to have a blank mind. It's like hypnosis. That's what they do in hypnosis. Clear your mind. So they can put in there whatever they want to. That's why when they're hypnotized, they can tell you to cluck like a chicken, bark like a dog, start rolling over like a seal. They can even tell you to try to fly. And folks will be trying to fly when they're hypnotized. Why? Because they're taking over their mind. And that's what this woman have succeeded in doing, and taking over the minds of the children. Why? By taking God and prayer out of the educational system. The whole system has been corrupted by this New Age movement. Oh, and the second thing. First, was take God and prayer out of the school educational system. The second thing was to reduce parental authority over the children. Now, Evangelist Montgomery just spoke about how a parent cannot subject their child to anything different than what the LGBT community says.
Yeah, no kind of therapy.
The parent can't take, even if the child doesn't want that lifestyle, the parent doesn't have true authority over their own child.
Not according to that law.
What is it, 2359? What is that?
2343.
What is that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
A, B.
That's
right there. A, B.
Yeah, A, B, 2943. It tells us that you can't even help your child if they want help. If it's in reference to that conversion therapy, or if it's in reference to alternative lifestyles. I mean, if you got a little 2 or 3 year old and a girl that want to
be a boy. I mean, you got to say, well, you're a boy. You're a girl. You got all the anatomy of a female, but you're really a boy, you know, because God didn't know what he was doing. That's what they're saying in so many words. God don't know what he's doing. Now, I'm a man, but I'm really a woman, but you're a man. I'm a woman, but I'm really a man, but you're a woman, and you got all the anatomy of a woman, and you can never really be a man.
No matter how they try to change it.
But they're telling you that it's natural to be like that. So I guess that I'm gonna take this thing a little further. I'm going to go a little crazy with this. So if you see a cat that's barking, that's natural. Or if you see a dog that's meowing, that's natural too. Or if you see a bird that's trying to swim like a fish, I guess you're going to say that's natural too.
But he said he made them after their own time.
Yeah, he said, like the evangelist Montgomery said, he made them after their own time. Well, he said, pastor, I mean, that's a little off the wall. Is it really? Is it really? You would say that that's not natural. Well, why are you saying that these various laws that these folks are passing is natural? It's not natural. It's in reference to this 10-point plan of the New World Order that was instituted some over 70 years ago. And people are eating it up like it's banana pudding or something. What is this? Yeah, it's lawlessness in the land. They take reduced parental authority over the children, break the communication between parent and child so that parents do not pass on their Christian traditions to their children, liberate children from the bondage of parent tradition.
My goodness.
Especially when they're talking about God. How would they do that? By promoting excessive child rights, 1997 through 1998, South Africa introduced child rights legislation, UNICEF Charter. Today, a child is able to say to a parent, I do not want to hear that. I don't want to do what you're telling me. Teachers cannot talk to children. Children step up and say, I have my rights. You cannot talk to me like that. And as a result, you have children running up and down the street, killing folks, robbing folks, raping people, doing all sorts of evil because of this. But that's natural. That's all right. That you can't tell your child anything. And as a result of that, you look at the news every day and you see children doing some of the stupidest, dumbest things I have ever seen in my life, and you wonder why. You say, well, what did that have to do about anything? I mean, what did God have to do about it? Well, look at, I mean, there's no standard. If you take standards from a child, they're going to run amok. If you take discipline from a child, they're going to run amok. They will destroy. Be quiet, because they're children. They're not adults. They can't think reasonably like that. They're too young. But that's the second part of this Antichrist New World Order agenda. Abolish corporal punishment to a child. It's been made law. The Bible says, do not withhold corruption from a child, for if you beat him with a rod, he will not die. You shall beat him with a rod and deliver his soul from hell. Proverbs 23:13-14. You have a whole bunch of children today, and they're sad. Because they're going out, they're killing themselves without measure almost. Every time you look at the news, it's a teenager or a child being killed in accidents, being killed by violent means. It's a shame because they're getting no discipline. They're getting no instruction, no proper right instruction. And this was something that was planned some 8, some 70-something years ago. And people of the land are falling into this stuff head first. Jesus said in the last days, wickedness will increase. There will be rebellion and children will not obey their parents. It is not a trend. This stuff is organized. This stuff is not just happening. That's why we say Christian freedom under attack, because all this stuff is against God and Christ and anybody who believes in God and Christ, or anybody who even believes in the word of God. They are attacking them. Why are they attacking them? Because they want the enemy to reign supreme. And who is the enemy? It's Lucifer and his cohorts. That's why we say Christians' freedom under attack. It has been under attack for almost 100 years now. And nobody has spoken up against it. And when people do speak out against it, they are labeled as heretics or haters. Someone who doesn't love. Well, if you see danger coming, if you see a wild animal coming to kill someone, if you see a snake in the road, what are you going to do? It's a poisonous snake there. No, I'm not going to tell you it's there. Just go over there and get bit and die. Is that what you want believers to do? Is that what you want believers to do? Just let you die? Well, Jesus didn't just let you die like that. He came and gave his own life to love you so that you can be saved from this stuff. Let me read something. Let me go with something else here, because this is we're telling you what they have planned for 70 years, over 70 years. Teachers are the agents of an implementation from workshops. Teachers tell children your parents have no right to force you to pray or read the Bible. You or yourself have a right of your own. You need to discover yourself, self-expression, self-realization, self-fulfillment. They're all buzzwords. Self, you're a kid. You're a teenager. You need your parents. You need your uncles.
Yeah.
That's what they say. They say it takes a village to raise a child. Now, they're taking a child out of the village and telling the child, you don't need the village. You don't need to listen to anybody. Just do what you want to do.
Do what thou
would. If you go out there and something bad happened to you, well, you made your decision. That's what you want to do. So listen to this here. The West, when the child is 7 years, the teachers begin to say to the child, you have a right to choose whether you want to follow the faith of your parents or not. Parents are not allowed to enforce their faith upon you. Question is, what type of decision can a 7-year-old make? Or a 6-year-old, you see how they're aiming at the children. You see how they're taking the authority over the children away from the parent. So all while your child is at school, they're being taught things that are contrary to what you're teaching them. And then you wonder why everything is running amok now. You wonder why children are acting so crazy. You wonder why children are cussing out their parents. And nowadays, you even have children killing their parents and their grandparents. But that's okay. You'd rather all that to happen than for somebody to tell anybody about Jesus Christ. You'd rather go through all that hell than to say there is a God. Or to say there's a better way. Wow, that's something else right there. That's something else. Destroy the Judeo-Christian family structure or the traditional Christian family structure. Now, what I'm talking about is the 10-point plan of the New World Order, preparing the way of the Antichrist, preparing the way of the Luciferian doctrine, preparing the way of the New Age movement that we're in right now. We're in it. We're deep in it. That's why they can pass the laws that they pass, because that's been their agenda for some 70-odd years, to destroy the Judeo-Christian family structure or the traditional Christian family structure. Why would they do that? Now, this Alice Bailey said, it is oppressive, and that the family is the core of the nation. If you break the family, you break the nation. Liberate the people from the confines of this structure. What structure? The structure of Jesus Christ, the structure of God, the structure of the Holy Bible. That's what this Alice Bailey wants to destroy, the family. How would you do this? by promoting sexual promiscuity. Free young people to the concept of premarital sex. Let them be fornicators and adulterers. Let them have free sex. Lift it up so high that the joy of enjoying what? Sex is the highest joy in life. Put it all on TV. Put it all in the songs. Put it all in books. Make magazines of this here. Just flood them with sex. Illicit. Fantasize it. That everybody will be proud to be seen to be sexually active, even those outside of the marriage. It's getting to the point now where a virgins is made fun of. Yeah. Yeah, if you haven't went out there and messed around before you 20, there's something wrong with you nowadays. Being pure is almost a sin nowadays. It's wrong nowadays. Huh? Nowadays. Because of this plan that they're putting forth. And people are buying it left and right. The world is they're almost worse than animals. Even animals only mate at certain times. My Lord. But they're telling us and telling young people that you just go out there worse than animals. And that's okay. Somebody say something about it. They're mean, they're cruel, and they just don't want you to have any fun. My Lord. Now, this what they're teaching is contrary to the Word of God. The Word of God says, but fornication and uncleanness or covetousness, let it not even be named among you as it is fitting for saints. For this you know, that no fornicator, unclean person, no covetous man who is an idolater has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God. Ephesians 5:3-5. Of course, that's what they're getting at. They can't stand. They don't want you to hear the word. They don't want you to hear anything but this 10-point plan of the New World Order. And if anybody says anything against that, especially in the word of God, that's a problem. If I talk about Satanism, if I talk about New Age, if I talk about witchcraft, if I talk about anything other than the things of God or the scripture or the Bible, that's all right. I start talking about the Bible. I start talking about God. I start talking about Jesus Christ. I start talking about the Word of God. Then it's a problem. What am I talking about? Christian freedoms under attack. People, get your biblical equipment and armor on. Put it on because we need it nowadays. Stand up. Tell the truth. Sound the alarm. We're living in the last days, people of the Most High God. We're living in the last days, saints. And we need to speak up and tell the truth, because somebody's life is hanging in the balance. Do you see what they're doing? They're passing laws to keep people in bondage. They're passing laws whereas if somebody wants to be free from things or wants to be free from a perverse lifestyle, that they can't. If they can pass a law in that, they're going to pass another law in something else. Next thing, now they already is after your children. They're already after the children now. Well, what if enough pedophiles get up and say, well, that's I was born like that, or that's just me. There's nothing wrong with me. But what if enough pedophiles say that? Now think about this. Now think about where this is going. You say, well, that's out the way. No, well, if they can pass one immoral law or one law that goes against the standards of the family, then they can pass other laws. The only thing they need is enough people. The only thing they need is enough people in high places. The only thing you need is enough mayors and governors and and lawyers and doctors and people of high esteem to say what they want. And then it'll be a law for that. Okay. Now, and then it says use advertising industry, media, TV, magazines to destroy the Judeo-Christian family. Industry to promote sexual enjoyment as the highest pleasure in humanity. Nothing higher than that. And say, have they succeeded? Have they? Have they done it? If you want to see if they succeeded or not, go to the advertising industry. Does everything to catch your attention. And today, almost no advert comes out with this without a sexual connotation. Even when they advertise ice cream, they must show you a thigh of a woman in a bikini. They must do something to set off a trail of thoughts. Show you more thighs than ice cream. Why? Because that is what must be in the minds of the people. That's what must be in the minds of the people. Because that helps to destroy the Judeo-Christian family structure. Advertising industry is a multi-billion dollar machine that shapes and controls ideals and culture with its propaganda from the New World Order. Our phone number, if you want to call in, 646-668-8633. We're talking about Christian freedoms under attack, and we're getting into some detail on that to tell you how it's under attack. It's under attack by principalities and powers and high places that make the laws. Now you have to remember this Alice Bailey, the UN is using this 10-point plan to bring their agenda across. Why do you think that they are not curbing some of this stuff? Because they don't want to. That's what they want. They want the schools to be corrupted. They want everything to be secularized. And when I say secularized, I mean God out of the system. Christian belief out of the system. Out of the laws. Christian belief out of the laws. Biblical-based beliefs out of the laws. Anything in reference to godliness. Now, listen, I say godliness, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, because the God that they're pushing forth is not the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. It's Lucifer. That's their God. That's the God of these people that's passing all these horrifying laws. Now, I'm going to bring some more things out. Then I'm going to bring you some of the word of God, because it's correlating. It's correlating. It says that now, if sex is free, then make abortion legal and make it easy. Now, this Alice Bailey, she said, in which the UN is following in her footsteps, said, build clinics for abortion, especially in certain areas in the country, health clinics and schools. If people are going to enjoy the joy of sexual relationships, they need to be free of unnecessary fears. In other words, they should not be hampered with unwanted pregnancies. But you have unsafe sex, and then when you get pregnant, you just kill the baby. That's all right. That's okay nowadays. If anyone says that that's not right, then that person has got a problem, has a problem. Abortion is told by Christians is oppressive and denies our rights. We have a right to choose whether we want to have a child or not. Well, don't get pregnant. If a woman does not want the pregnancy, she should have the freedom to get rid of that pregnancy painless and as easy as possible. Now, that's what this Alice Bailey is saying. That's the mindset of the New World Order. That's the mindset of New Agers. That's the mindset of Luciferians and Illuminatis. That's their mindset. Make it as easy as possible. Today, abortion is not only accessible, but many times it may be forced. It is a strategy to curb population control together with the use of condoms and pills. If you don't want to have a baby, We have enough birth control here where nobody should be having an abortion. It is ridiculous. Why would you use abortion as birth control? Why would you do that? But you believe the lie. You don't want to listen to believers. You don't want to follow the word of God. But you believe these people who's trying to destroy you and bring in a new world order that's going to have you in chains and have you following after Lucifer and doing his bidding. 5, make divorce illegal and legal. 3, people from the concept of marriage for life. Have they not done that? Make homosexuality an alternative lifestyle. Now, this is what we want to bring out, because they just passed that law.
Yeah.
And said that it's natural. Mm-hmm. Said that it's human nature for a man to think he's a woman, and for a woman to think he's a man, and for a little boy to think he's a girl, and for a little girl to think he's a boy, and that's natural. Alice, I'm going to get to some things. Alice Bailey preached that sexual enjoyment is the highest pleasure in humanity. No one must be denied, and no one must be restricted how to enjoy themselves. People should be allowed in whichever way they chose, they want, whether it is homosexuality or incest or bestiality, as long as the two agree. Evangelist Montgomery, and I was getting ready to get that. I mean, how can a dog or a cat or a bull or some other wild animal agree with that? And he can't even talk. He don't know. How can that be? Many nations around the world are passing laws that legalize homosexual and gay marriage. It is now classified as hate speech, or becoming illegal for ministers of 501c3, as Evangelist Montgomery spoke earlier, organizations to mention homosexuality as an abomination in the eyes of God, or to read scriptures publicly that talk about homosexuality. Today, the church is expected to marry gays, and that's where it's going, and lesbians. According to the Bible, this is an abomination before the eyes of God. Okay, according to the Bible. So they're coming at the Bible, too, and they're coming at God, and they're coming at anybody who preached the word of God in reference to the things that they love. Leviticus 18, 20 through 20 and 13. So you see, when we say Christians' freedom under attack, we know where we're going. We know what we're saying. They're passing laws to infringe on the gospel of Jesus Christ, whereas you cannot preach the unadulterated word of God. That's what it's about.
Where's the church? There should be an uproar.
Evangelist Montgomery said that there should be an uproar. But here's the thing right here. When you have evil in high places, principalities and powers in high places, and you have this one world government agenda that has been going for 70 something years, and then we also have prophecy that's going forth, and Jesus said that it will be just like it is now. But we can still cry out, and we can still sound the alarm, regardless of what it looks like. You see? It says, now, what I'm talking about is this 10-point plan of the New World Order that's going along with all the various laws that they're passing. Number 7, debase art, make it run mad. I mean, you put art out there that's disgusting, that's sickening, that's evil, that's immoral. You put all that art out there, and you call it art. You call it art, but it's immoral, it's sick. It's nasty, it's ugly, it's filthy, and you call it art. So you can defile the imagination of people, and so they won't know what's behind this art. It's that art is a language of the spirit, so you put all this crap out there and you call it art, and it's perverting the people's minds. use media to promote and change mindset. Do you see that today? Every time you look at the news, every time you look at any program on television, it's in reference to something unnatural, unclean, and perverse. All of that. That's okay, though. Because television has power. And it affects people. That's why you have so much violence on television. That's why you have so much pornography on television. That's why you have so much abuse of children on television. That's why you have so much filth on television, because they want to corrupt your mind to accept this world order and to go away from the righteousness of Jesus Christ and God and throw the Bible in the trash. That's what they want you to do. You can believe in anything under the sun but the Bible in this country. That's what it's getting to. And that's why we're sounding the Lord and alarm. Create an interfaith movement. Well, what does it look like? That would be good. Well, you can't mix oil and water. You can't put Luciferianism in the same religious context as God and Christ. It doesn't work. You cannot mix all kinds of different faiths and religions with Christianity or believing in Christ, because a lot of that stuff is demigods, or it has to do with demonics, devils and demons and things. And it also pushes humanism. And what is humanism? It is the belief in everything is enthralled in humanity, that you don't need God. You can do right all by yourself. And then it says, get governments to make all these laws and get the church to endorse these changes. What is government doing? They're passing various laws that's erroneous to anything godly. They're passing all kinds of laws to anything that is natural or good. They're telling people how you should believe. They're not leaving it up to you anymore. They're telling you how you should believe and that you can't speak out against anything. That's wrong. That's wrong. But let me get the word of God to you here. Isaiah 5:20-23. It says, how horrible it will be for those who call evil good and good evil, who turn darkness into light and light into darkness, who turn what is bitter into something sweet and what is sweet into something bitter. How horrible will it be for those who think they are wise and consider themselves to be clever? How horrible will it be for those who are heroes at drinking wine, who are champions at mixing drinks, who declare the guilty innocent for a bribe, who take away the rights of righteous people. And that's what they're doing nowadays. They are taking the rights away from righteous people, whereas righteous people and believers cannot speak up against the evil that's happening in this land. Yes, Christian freedoms are under attack big time. Now, what are we going to do about it? We better speak up and speak the word of God. The word of God is true. It is true. It's better than facts. It's truth. Amos 8:9-14. Let me read a little something to you here. This is the word of God. This is what is under attack. The word of God is under attack. This is what people don't want to hear. This is what the world don't want to hear. They don't want to hear the things of God that can set them free from their ailments. Set them free from what is killing them and destroying them. On that day declares the Almighty Lord, Amos 8:9-14, I will make the sun go down at noon and darken the earth in broad daylight. I will turn your festivals into funerals and all your songs into funeral songs. I will put sackcloth around everyone's waist and shave everyone's head. I will make that day seem like a funeral for an only child, and its end will be bitter. The days are going to come, declares the Almighty Lord, when I will send a famine throughout the land. It won't be an ordinary famine or drought. Instead, there will be a famine of hearing the words of the Lord. Does that sound familiar? They don't want the word of the Lord in the school anymore. They don't want the word of the Lord in the courthouse anymore. And now they're aiming at the church. They don't even want the word of the Lord in the church anymore. They don't want the word of the Lord anywhere in this country. Christian freedom under attack.
Yep.
Christian freedoms under attack. Amos 8, 9, and 4, but God going to give them what they say they don't want the word. They say it's going to be not an ordinary famine or drought, but a famine of hearing the words of the Lord. It says the words of the Lord. People are going to look for it, though. But because now people are rejecting the things of God, so God is going to give them what they want. Be careful what you ask for. You might just get it. People say they don't want to be set free. Guess what? God can fix that for you. Well, you won't be set free, even when you want to be. Oh, that's hard. That's true. That's what the word of God says. That word that you don't want to, many of you out there don't want to believe in. But I know we have some believers out there that believe and hold on to the word of God to the very end. So they're going to wander from sea to sea, roam from north to the east, searching for the Lord's word, but they won't find it. Now, it's a terrible thing when you're looking for something and you can't find it. And when you need something and you can't find it. When you need food, you're starving to death and you can't find it. You can't even buy it. It's just not available. But that's what's getting ready to happen. Say they won't find it. What is it that they won't find? They won't find the word of the Lord. Say, on that day, beautiful young women and strong men will faint because of their thirst. What thirst? The thirst of the righteousness of God in the land. The thirst for the word of God that heals in the land. The thirst for the word of God that sets free in the land. They're going to be fainting.
When they remove.
Because they can't find it. That soul man going to cry out. And there will be no remedy. Why? Because you're rejecting the things of God now. How horrible will it be for those who swear by Asherim, a false gods, the idol of Samaria, and say, I solemnly swear, Dan, as your God lives. I solemnly swear as long as there's a road to Beersheba. Those who say this will fall and never get up again. What are we talking about? We're talking about this Christian freedom under attack. We're talking about this 10-point plan of the New World Order, where they have them folks turning to false gods, have them folks turning to Luciferian mindsets and New Age thinking. That's the false god of this time. That's the god of this age, the enemy, the devil, Lucifer. But God said, those who say this will fall and never get up again. So you're worshiping all these false gods. You're following all this New Age stuff. God said, those who say those things will fall and never get up again. Those who pass on these laws for evil, they're going to fall and they'll never get up again. In other words, they're going to die. And they will die in their error. Why? Because they have worked against the plan of God. We have 10 minutes left on the program. Our call in number is 646-668-8633. And our subject is Christian freedom under attack. And what we're doing, we're just sounding alarm. We haven't bashed anybody. We have just told and spoken what has happened in the land. But we don't have anybody passing laws to protect believers and Christians. We have people passing laws to, muzzle believers and censor believers and tell people that they can't raise their children the way they feel they should raise them. We have people that's telling people that, well, if your child is gay or lesbian or of an alternative lifestyle and he's 3 years old and he's two or he's four, that you're not supposed to help him or take him to therapy or try to do anything for him. As a matter of fact, it's certain laws in certain countries where the child tell the parents what to do.
But you can't take them to therapy.
Yeah, but you can't take them to therapy, though. But, you know, all this other stuff, that's okay. But, you know, conversion therapy, you can't do that. Because what they're saying is God don't have the power to change anybody. That's what the world is saying. That's what this 10-point New World Order is saying. That's what New Agers say. That's what Luciferians say. That's what people in the LGBT community says, that nobody can help them and God has no power over them.
Well, this is what I want to say, Bishop. And this is to those who, if you want to think that way and you don't feel God can change you, maybe it ain't for you, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But don't try to tell people that do believe that
and want to be
changed.
There are, I'll say this and then I'll cut off. There are some people out there who want to change.
Yeah.
There are people out there that want to change from just about anything. Some people don't like being alcoholics. They want to change. Some people don't like being homosexual and they want to change. Some people don't want to be LGBT. They want to change. These are the people that we will speak to. Now, if you don't want to change and you feel that you can't, then don't be concerned with what we're saying.
Well, they don't pass the law now.
Now they have already passed the law, whereas people who won't help can't get it. So that's where we are now.
They could leave the state.
But our subject is Christian freedom under attack, and it is. Amen. So we want to. I'll let you close out. You can close out. We can do this together. Amen. Now, Evangelist Montgomery is going to close us out with whichever edition she wants to add.
And just next week, join us. We're talking about racism. We try to bring you topics that's relevant for today. And like I said, this was not a program. We didn't bash anyone. We come to you sounding an alarm, proclaiming the good news of the gospel. To those of you who believe that God's word is true, we need your support. Feel free to call us. We need financial, monetary support as well. Bishop and I, you know, we would love your support. Send us a letter. Let us know that you appreciate the program. Father God, right now in the name of Jesus, we want to thank you for tonight. We thank you, Lord God, that you have given us this platform to proclaim the good news of the gospel. Lord God, we know that there are other believers out there who are standing firm to your word, who is holding up the bloodstained banner, and they will not succumb to the wickedness of this age. Father God, we ask that you strengthen those believers out there. Give them strength, Lord God. Help them to be mature in their walk with you, Lord God.
Yes, Lord,
Lord God, we ask that those that are bound up with the homosexual spirit, LGBT, or whatever, we ask that you touch their mind right now. Touch them. Set them free. Because we do believe in the healing power of your word. Despite what the enemy is trying to bring over the minds of the people, we know your word is true. We know your word heals. We know your word set free. Because if it was not so, I would not be sitting here today. So, Father God, we want to thank you for all your miraculous, wonderful blessings. And, Lord God, give us the strength and the wisdom to bring forth your word, Lord God. Help us. We pray this in Jesus' name. And we love you out there. And keep us up before prayer, because anytime you start going in the enemy's camp, you're going to get the backlash, because he wants the church to stay quiet, silent. He don't want you to speak up. You know, if he killed Jesus for speaking up, coming against that old traditional way, he killed the disciples. Oh, he don't like it. But you know what? We will still proclaim the good news of the gospel. We love you. Be blessed. We will see you next week. Same time, same place. Be blessed. And we're talking about racism. So call someone, let them know that we're on the air. We try to keep it live. We try to keep live topics as of today. Tell a friend. And if there's you need prayer, send us an email to kingdomofgodministries77@gmail.com, or you can go to our website, kingdomofgodministries.com. God bless you. We'll see you next week. Have a good night.